An open letter to the youth of America. Dear youth, I'm writing this letter with a heavy hand. There are great troubles in this glorious land that us old people once died to save. And I feel that today's young need to listen to the raspy voice of today's old. Us old people are the ones who built the toll roads and the condominiums, you know.
Security World Magazine, a monthly publication, law enforcement and private security personal, is out with an article on how to spot potential drug users.
Those of us who know better than to ever allow our consciousnesses to be altered in any way frequently find ourselves floundering hopelessly in ignorance and confusion.
The magazine reports that, quote, the person who is smoking pot or marijuana may have a persistent odor of burnt grass or burnt hay clinging to his clothing.
Since we are experts, of course, and know a great deal more about everything than they do.
In addition, his fingers may be heavily stained as the result of smoking his stick or joint, according to the magazine, down to the very end. The magazine adds that a drug user is the type who, quote, knows all the answers even before you ask him the questions because he is a great con man. Security World cautions employers when interviewing potential employees to watch for a person who, quote, keeps scratching himself over various parts of the body.
Have you seen the little piggies crawling in the dark?
Or who tends to yawn frequently or nods.
Out of sight.
It says the heroin user profile may include a musty odor or body stench.
Out of sight, yeah.
In part due to using heroin, and in part due to lack of personal hygiene.
Because that stuff is so strong, it's religious.
It adds that a heroin user is often a chain smoker, but seldom uses filter tips.
Everything's got to stop where you smoke that cigarette.
Smoke, smoke, smoke that cigarette.
Finally, Security World lists other telltale symptoms of drug use. One of them is sudden unexplained affluence, and another, hand-rolled or crudely made cigarettes containing a coarse tobacco-like substance in a cigarette paper, often brownish, with the ends pinched and twisted together.
People say I'm no good, crazy as a loon, 'cause I get stoned in the morning and I get drunk in the afternoon. You don't I'm living, you just leave this long-haired country boy alone.
I'm Bobby Blue for the Progressive Radio Network.